Let's turn in our Bibles today, Proverbs chapter 17. One time I was going through my Bible and I was marking all those verses that had the same chapter number and verse number. And it's interesting because there are a lot of places in the Bible that you find the same chapter number and verse number, and there's something significant in there. Proverbs 17:17. That's significant. The Bible says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Now, somebody said one time that means that you're going to have a sibling rivalry. Until Joshua and Caleb were both found in adversity, and they found that they were a greater comfort to each other than anybody else could be. And they said, you know, if anybody really can comfort you, it's a brother when you go into hard time. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And then look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs 18, verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We're going to talk about those two verses today. Before we do any more, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the opportunity to bow before your throne in prayer. Please, to help us today. You have in here two great texts that are going to be a great help to us as we preach, but they're not going to be a help to us if you don't do the preaching. So, Father, I pray now you'll fill me with your Holy Spirit, speak through me, that we may all learn something that's going to be a help here today. We need it. And again, we pray that you'll comfort the Soche and Murphy families. Lord God, we do pray that you'll take care of the Hennigans. I know that's a tough, tough situation. There are many others that are here today, Father. I won't call them by name, but they're hurting or they're sick. And we ask you, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to help them as only you can do. We also pray for Steve Salmons and Joel Silvestri. And Lord, we pray you'll bless these men and their churches. Fill them with your Holy Spirit as they preach today. Surround them with good folks that will help them in the ministry as a body, Father, getting things done in their respective ministries that you want them to do. We ask you to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. May I show you from the scripture, first of all, a friend loves. A friend loves. And you know what? It's not a fickle love, because that Bible right there says a friend, if he's a real friend, loveth at all times. At all times. Now, you know, there's a couple of applications that we can make here today, because when, as we've seen in some recent preaching, when you love the Lord God, you love those that he loves. And so that love of the Lord God genders or creates or causes or stimulates or stirs brotherly love. Something that happens between us. Something that happens between us and the Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry, that's not a fire alarm. That's just another ringtone, I hope. I think we're okay. A friend loveth at all times. Do you know something? I was just thinking yesterday about friends that I have in the ministry. I'm talking about right here. And you know what I don't want to do is make the mistake of start calling names and saying, I remember when we, because by the time I finish, if I left you out and said, well, a friend with everybody else in that congregation, but not with me. He said a friend loveth at all times, and I did up till now, but I don't love anymore. We're not going to do that, but you know something? There are so many things that God's people have done to help me and help my wife and help my family. And I'm talking about, when I say that, I'm talking about you have been involved in that. That's an amen. That's an amen. And I tell you, it's just been remarkable to go back. Yesterday I started thinking about that and thinking about the times when we have been involved together in things that have been a help to me. It is such a privilege to have friends that love you. And I want to tell you something. I appreciate it. I really, really do. And you know something? I recognize that that friendship that we have in Jesus Christ is a friendship that supersedes friendships that people can have with each other in the world. And you know something? There are some people in the world that have some really good friendships. I mean, truly, have been with each other through thick and thin. But when you have the Lord Jesus Christ in you, and there is a love that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ and bonds us together as brothers and sisters in Christ, it even gets better than the world can do in that. Listen, I have seen lost people take such good care of each other in that love. When my father spent days in the hospital years ago, he was in his young 50s. His hunting partner that eventually became his hunting partner for 50 years went and stayed with him in the hospital every night when my mother went home so she could get some rest. And I mean, he had a difficult time while he was in there. He needed somebody to be with him. And then when my father got out of the hospital, every morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, his friend Zach would come to the house and cook breakfast for my father. And then they would get in the truck and go out to the ranch and run some dogs together and just spend time together until my dad healed up from that episode. And I'll tell you what, it was a friend that got him through that. And that, to my knowledge, Zach was not a saved man. That's just what friends do. But you add salvation to that and consider what God has given to us. It is a phenomenal thing to be able to enjoy the benefits of having friends here to take care of you. You know something? I didn't announce this, and I'll announce it now. Will and Leela Stevenson just had a bad episode in their lives this week. Fortunately, nobody was home. Will was at work. Leela had gone to do some babysitting, and the neighbor spotted a fire in the house. And they've had to move back with Leela's family because their house is burned. Well, we didn't know anything about it, but Ann found out about it. And as soon as she did, she called me. Then Brian got called. And the next thing you know, there's people over there lending a hand. Furniture's being moved. Randy went over there to help out. He's seen these kind of things for 30 years and knows what you do in these kind of situations. You know what? All we need to want to do is be a friend and try to help. Can we replace the house? No? Yes? Well, that's not in the notes. I really wasn't going there now. Could if we had to. Could if we had to. Can we make it easier for them? Yes. Is it a sad thing? She's pregnant. That's the home for their child, along with Timothy. And you know what? Good friends can help in times like this to make what could be a bitter experience a way to look back years from now and say, I appreciate the love of friends. Amen. 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 We've had to be there for each other. God has really done some things. Listen, friends do love, and that love is not fickle at all times, when it's good, when it's bad, all that other kind of thing. You know something? That love comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's Jesus Christ who has loved us at all times. Have you always been the model Christian? Speak for yourself, I haven't. And you know something I found about the Lord? When the Lord and I were up late one night reading through the Bible, and the Lord reminded me of seeing my life from His perspective, and I came back to Him. May I tell you something? He was as good a friend to me that day as He was the day He saved me. He's not fickle. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what kind of episodes are going on in your life at all, but I'm going to tell you something. If you have been away from the Lord today, you can draw close to the Lord, and He will shed that love upon you the way He has always done it before. You say, well, I don't want to be presumptuous against the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. May I tell you something? That love is only effective when it's received. Go to Him. Maybe you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I don't know that. He knows. The Holy Spirit knows. But draw close to Him. Listen, you are going to search long, and you are going to search high, and you are going to search wide, and you're going to search low, and you are going to search this earth in vain to find a better friend than Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, the strangest thing that happened to me, when there was a time in my life when I drew away from the Lord, and the reason I drew away is that I wanted to be friends with people that did not want to be friends with Jesus Christ. They were doing things that they knew Jesus Christ didn't want them to do. They were doing things I knew that Jesus Christ didn't want them to do, but they were doing things that I wanted to do. And so we became friends. And you know something? They're fickle. When you get down on your luck and you need friends with people who have drawn you away from the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not there for you when you're down. If they are, it's a very rare occasion. But I'll tell you what God's people are, and I'll tell you more importantly, Jesus Christ is. He is a friend upon whom you can count for anything. And the reason is, the love that he has for you is unconditional love, and the love he has for you is loyal love. It's unfailing love. He is there for you. Proverbs chapter 18 says, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That friend is Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know where you are today with your friends. I don't know who it is in your little book. You know, when you pop your phone open, this is a phone. I have to acquaint you with this, but that thing, they used to call these flip phones. Okay, everybody else is using these the phones that look more like this. This isn't a phone. That's a calendar and all that iTouch or whatever. Doesn't work unless you got Wi-Fi and blah blah blah. But I see, you know, most people are on things like this now. Hello, they're talking to a tablet. Oh, I saw one the other day. Jeremy's got it. It's about that wide, about that. It looks like a computer. Hello. Why did I go to this? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. See, your friends always help you when you need help. Open that up. You know what? Number one ought to be Jesus Christ in your speed dial. Well, I'm going to tell you what. He is the best friend you'll ever have. Now, you know something's going to happen to you. It may be going on right now. If you have friends and those friendships are keeping you from enjoying all the friendship that you have in Jesus Christ, those are not really the friends to have. I can tell you that. Oh, well, I'm going to look like this and act like this and be like this so I can be cool with my friends. You know, I don't think Jesus Christ does this. That head bobbing. No. Don't think so. I don't think so. If the head bobbing friends keep you from having a good friendship with Jesus Christ, you know what? You have not yet found out what true friendship is. And you're not going to find out until you get that friendship with Jesus Christ. And you know, may I tell you something? If you're saved here today and you're not getting all that you can get out of your friendship with Jesus Christ, he is going to arrange the circumstances in your life so that you get cornered in kind of like Balaam did. Until there's nobody else that you think even loves you, and you're going to find out right there Jesus Christ is there, and he is going to prove to you at that time he's the best friend you could ever have. Amen. I've had that happen in my life. And I'm looking around here, and I think some of you have. You have gone into dark moments in your life, and when you got there, you didn't think you had a friend left in the earth, and you found Jesus Christ was right there. You know something? That's because he is a friend that loveth at all times. So get all of that friendship that you can have with Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. He is absolutely the best friend. He's available 24 hours a day. There are some friends, you call them in the middle of the night, and they're like, why are you calling me for? You know what time it is? But not with Jesus. You never find him sleepy. You never find him aggravated. Never find him. And you know something? And by the time you finish up whatever it is, that episode in your life with Jesus Christ, you come away from that and you know what you're able to say, just like everybody else. God's good. God's good. So if you're really aching, really in a trial, keep drawing close to Jesus Christ. He's there, and he's there for you. Because why? Because a friend loves. You know, friends do things for you. Can you imagine what it would be like to go through this world and have to do everything for yourself? I've gotten to the point now with, and I don't want to be presumptuous with my friends, but there are some people that can do things that a lot better than I can do, and I know all I have to do is pick up the phone and say, you know, I'm having trouble with this, and if I just do it right, they'll say, well, can I help you with that? Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that. Sure, yeah, you, if you really want to. And I mean, they will be right there to do that. Now, the neat thing about that is when you think back on those times, and yesterday I was thinking about you all in here, reliving some of those experiences that we've traveled together, thinking about when you came and you helped us, and not just with your love, you did something for us, tangible. You know what that does? That leaves a lasting mark. That is a milestone. That's a place where you and I got together and you helped me, or you and I got together and I helped you. I think I'm the recipient of more than I've given. But I'm going to tell you something. Those are milestones in our lives. We always go back to those days and say, that was a great day. Friends do things for each other. And you know something? Isn't it a pleasure for you sometimes when you've got the opportunity and somebody calls you and you're just looking for an opportunity to do something nice for somebody and they give you that opportunity? You know what that says? That shows you the kind of friend that you are. In other words, if the phone rings and it's so-and-so and you're like, again? Now, that's not really much of a friendship. Something in there got worn out. But if you're sitting there and the phone rings and they say, you know what, I'm having struggled with this, and you're like, all right, another chance to be able to demonstrate my friendship, then it's a pleasure. You know what that is? It's Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And you're just looking for an opportunity to do something nice for somebody else. You know, I've seen people that they've got like this. I don't have any friends. You ever been like that? I don't have any friends. Then I'm going to tell you what. Show yourself friendly. And guess what you're going to have? You will have more friends than you want. You're like, how do I get rid of all these friends? We say, where do you get that example from? Jesus Christ. What did he do? He did something for you. He does things for you. And he seems to delight in doing things for you. You read in the Psalms, and it says about the Lord, he daily loadeth us with benefits. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He paid the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus Christ died on the cross, accused of your sins, suffered and paid the penalty for them, rose from the dead to prove that the eternal life that he's offering you is real. And he says, why don't you come and get you some? I'll give it to you for free. Wow, what a friend. He delights in doing things for you. Just so you'll know, he says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He is constantly there as a friend to want to do something for you. You know what? You go through life and you find you're having a struggle. Hand me a hymn book. Turn in there to What a Friend We Have in Jesus and then hand it to me. Save me a time. Index. Yeah, W-H. Anyway, you know, we go through life and struggling, and the Lord's over there going, dude, I stick closer than a brother. I show myself friendly. Thank you. Okay, this song is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, right? What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know what that says? He's waiting to do more for you than you've been willing to ask him to do for you. You know, that's not a friendship you take advantage of. That's a friendship that you enjoy. Oh, well, I would ask the Lord to help me with it, but I just don't want to bother him again. It's not a bother. It's more of a bother for you to carry that stuff than it is to give it to the Lord when he delights in that. Now, you know you have friends and you love opportunities to help them. Jesus Christ is more so than that. Let him be the friend to you that he wants to be. I'll tell you something else about friends. Not only do they love you and do things for you, you know what another good, what a friend will do for you? He'll tell you off. Isn't that right? I mean, a good friend now. The Bible says that open rebuke, I don't have a song for that one. I mean, last week you heard somebody that was just quoting them like that. I had to turn to the page, you know, even get somebody to look it up for me. But a good friend will tell you off. Why? Because it's for your good. The Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love. Now, you know, if a friend, every time you get together, oh, by the way, there's another thing I want to tell you about yourself. I mean, somewhere you're kind of like, whoa, dude, wait a minute. There's a boundary here and you have like crossed it too many times. We're not doing this. No, it's not like that. When a friend sees you going in a direction that's not good for you, and he knows it or she knows it, and they say, whoa, that's not a good place for you to be going, you probably won't like that reproof. Not at first. But when you get away from the emotion of it and you take time to think about the wisdom that's just been imparted to you, you get back there and you go, you know what? Thank God you were there to put a roadblock in my place. I was just about to make a mistake. Yesterday, Randy and Audie had a chance to go out, and they were doing a Bible distribution. They wound up at a fellow's house. Strange circumstances. I won't tell you all of that. Maybe it'll come up in a testimony. Just want to say this part about it. After they had been witnessing to him and giving him the Bible, the guy says, you know what? I was about to do some things this afternoon. I was better off not doing. I'm glad you came. All right, at first, a man might not have appreciated that because of the lust of the flesh. I want to go do these things. But after he had some time to consider it, he's like, whoa, thank you. We were preaching out in front of a bar in Mobile one time on a Saturday night, and a young fellow was going in there by himself. And I stopped him. I said, what are you planning on doing in there? He said, well, I'm going to drink a little bit and hopefully find a young lady in there and blah, 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 like that. And I said, gave him some scripture. And he smiled and said, you know what? When I was 14, I got saved in a youth camp. And I've strayed from the Lord. I thank God that you guys were in the middle of this street today, because you have stopped me from making a terrible mistake. Turned around, walked back, got in his car, and drove to another bar. I don't probably drove home if he was a man of his word. What is that? A friend doesn't want to see another friend do something to harm themselves or their family when they know that they can say something to stop it. If you're not really a friend, you'll back off from that. Oh, well, let them learn from their own mistakes. But there's times when you'll stand in the way. And you know something? Jesus Christ will be that kind of friend. He will stand in your way. Some of you today are sitting here mad because the Lord is standing in your way of you getting a hold of something that you really want. Amen. Not all of you. Some of you have got enough gray hair on your head to say, no, I've been down that road too many times. I ain't going back down there. He doesn't need to stop me. I'm stopping myself. All right, but some of you are young enough. You still got it in your head. I want to go somewhere. And when I read in the scripture, I find things in here that are stopping me, and I'm tired of Jesus Christ stopping me from what I want. May I tell you something? Get on your knees and thank him for stopping you. Because that's what a friend will do. And quit fighting against him. He knows better than you do what's good for you. And I'll tell you what, if you go along his way, you are going to find that his way is better than your way. You live long enough to find that out yet? Boy, I have. So listen, you see the pattern here. Because we are God's children, many of the things that Jesus Christ does for us better than we do for ourselves are the very same things we find doing for each other. Why? Because God has put in our hearts to be friends with each other, patterned after what Jesus Christ has already been to us, the best friend we could ever have. Unfailing love, somebody that cares for us at all times. The Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. A friend that has done the greatest thing for us any person could ever do in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, and a friend that doesn't mind putting his finger right on our nose and saying, you, Bubba. Have you ever come to church and somebody's been up here preaching, maybe me, but somebody's been up here like that, and you think, I mean, everybody else thinks they're looking all over the place, but you think for some reason that person was just looking at you the whole time, putting his finger right on your nose, and somehow or another his finger was like 10 feet long, and he was like, you, I'm talking to you, and felt some kind of a conviction there? That's not the man. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's trying to get your attention before you mess up. He'll be there as a friend to help you clean up the mess after you've made it. But he'll be there as a friend to try to stop you from making that mess before it ever happens. And a good friend will do the same thing. And so if you've got a friend in your life that has kind of put up a roadblock in your way and said, what do you think you're doing here? Look to see if what they're saying is patterned after what the Lord Jesus Christ has said. And if so, instead of fighting them, you take them by the hand. You look them in the eye and say, thank you for being a good friend to me. I appreciate it. You see what the Bible says here? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And the next verse says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. What I want to say in conclusion is this. Be that friend. Be that friend. Every day when you get up, starting right now, you look at your life and say, you know what? Lord, use me in the life of some other person today to be that friend. I want to show myself friendly. You know what it'll do for you? It will give you an opening for witness to lost people. It will give you an opening for love to the brothers and sisters in Christ. And it will give you a feeling. You say, our Christianity is not based on feeling. It's not based on feeling, but there's feelings associated with it. It'll give you a feeling of satisfaction unlike anything else you ever experience. It's just good. And you know what else will happen? Once you find yourself becoming that friend, you're going to find yourself with more friends. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. When you make the first move, it comes back to you. And you find out, suddenly, you have a lot more friends than you ever knew that you had. Be a friend. And when you are, be a friend just like Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, thank you today for an opportunity to see two simple verses with two very, very simple messages. Our friend Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us such a good friend in Jesus. I pray for our congregation right now as our heads are bowed. I'm sure of it. This many people gathered in one room, there's somebody right now that doesn't think you're as good a friend as you really are. They're either upset with you because of something that's happened in their life, or they've been drawn away by friends in the world and they just don't even want to be here right now. And they've heard a message to exhort them to trust you in your friendship. And I pray that they will. I pray right now that they will repent of not having been close enough to you to receive the friendship that you're offering them, to allow you to minister to them because they've been trying to put a wedge between you and them. I pray you'll do that for them right now. They need that. Then, Father, I pray this. I pray that if there's anybody here without Jesus Christ that doesn't understand the beauty and glory and wonder of salvation because they've never trusted that sacrifice, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I pray today when this service is over that they'll approach me after the service and say, would you let me know more about Jesus? I've never had a friend like that. And I pray they'll receive you. And then, Father, today we've got some that have got a lip out and said, I've just never seen God's people to be that friendly. Well, you know what, Father? I pray today that they will take the first step and be that friend. And be that friend. And show themselves friendly and find out what it is to be the friend so they can enjoy what it is to have those friends. And I pray you'll work that in our lives. And then, Father, I pray that we, in those dark moments of life, will remember when all the other friends seem not to be available to us at a time when we think we need them most, I pray we'll look up and realize the greatest friend we've ever had is right there, never left, and right there for us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I pray, Father, that they will really and truly come to your Son. I thank you for the dark times in my life that brought me to the realization how good your friendship really is. And I pray, even though it takes dark times to find you in them, I pray, Father, you'll work those dark times in our lives so that we can find you to be that friend and come out smiling, rejoicing, strong, and happy to have the best friend in the world in Jesus Christ. And I ask you to do those things for all of us that are gathered here today. In Jesus' name, amen.